Bavmetzia Perek Hey Mishnah Aleph. We're starting what's called by the Kadmoinim Perek Haribis. Perek Ezuneshech is a famously difficult Perek, and it's famous because it's makif all the different stadim of the extremely complex halachas of Ribis. So B'siyat Tishmai, we'll try to, as we do, to clarify some of the basic klolim, and then Mirtz Hashem will start the Mishnah. The Torah refers to the issue of ribis with two definitions. The Torah has various psukim that deal with ribis. We'll see in Mitzvah Hashem, the end of the parak, that there are various lav, and the Torah repeats itself over and over again, because ribis is an issur chomer. It's not an issur als gezel, even though the Gemara does touch on the fact that there's a halacha that the one who gets ribis illegally has to give back the money. If he doesn't give back the money they're supposed to give back, that is gezel. But ribis itself is fair and square. Two people agreed, and they agreed that loiva might even have a tremendous talus. He gets money that he could then invest, he can use the money, and he wants to pay interest. Afilo hochi, the yisoid of ribis is not so much ben adam lechaveroi. The yisoid of ribis ben adam lamokoim, that the malve is mechuyiv to declare his amunah. It's mufurish that way in the Psukim Pash Kedoshim. Ani Hashem lekeichem, that ribis is a function of believing that money that one has is given to him to use constructively. And if he gets money for money that he lends, that means he believes that the money belongs to him. That's really the sheirish, the way Rabbi Seinu, the Mufurish HaTorah, understand the issue of ribis. It's not so much ben adam la chaveroi, it's ben adam la mokim. Interesting that Hilchus Ribis, even though it's so complex in the halachas of business and shibudim and chayvos, is in Yeridei, not in Chayshim Mishpat. The answer is like we just said. It's not primarily ben adam la chaveru, it's ben adam la mokim. One of the unique facets of this hagdara is the fact that the loive is over as much as the malva on setting up a structure of a loan with ribis. Where do we find that a nigzal, a victim of a scam, of a hoax, of a theft, should be chayv? Why? Because he wasn't watching his wallet and somebody else was able to pickpocket him. But over here, the story, the real story over here, is an open declaration that Hashem is not the one who runs the world and gives money to who he sees fit. That violation is equally shared by the malva and the loive. Lemaisa, the Torah has two ways of defining ribis, like we said. One is with the word neshech, loisisimino lov neshech. And then the Torah also has a different definition called marbis, where the Torah uses them interchangeably as kaspecho loisitin loi beneshech, uve marbis loisitin achlecha. Neshech, which means literally a bite, like a snake bite, is called neshicha. So over here, what it refers to is the fact that the loiva loses money on the ribis arrangement, because instead of paying back $100 for $100 chayv, he's going to end up paying $105, $110, $120, whatever it is. The marbis, miloshin ribui, refers to the pocket of the malva growing fatter and richer. There really is no difference. The two are interchangeable, because every time there's a ribis arrangement, the loiva is going to become poorer and the malva is going to become richer. Lemaisa, like we said, it's not just the making money, the getting money that's over, it's the drafting the agreement, because over here the issue is not so much the theft, the getting of the money, it's the etzim agreement, which is violation of Ratzon HaTorah. It's the drafting of the agreement, it's the signing it up, it's the b'shas halva, and it's b'shas gvia. The issue is also chal, we'll see later on, like we said, on the loive as well as the malva, on the one who writes up the draft agreement, what Shas calls the soifer, the edim. Today we would call it the lawyer. The attorneys who draft up an agreement are also over. Another important facet of the pasuk that we just mentioned is the fact that the Torah in the context of neshech is talking about money, cash. Marbis, the Torah is saying, loisitin ochlecho, food. A person could be over ribis when it comes to lending food. If a person lends a bushel of tvua or a pound of apples and he gets back a pound of apples, what happens if instead of a pound of apples, he gets back a pound 0.2 of apples? That's also ribis deraisa. That's called marbis and it's loisitin ochlecho. There is, however, a nafkemina, is that cash is always an absolute value, Whereas food always has a varying value. Commodities go up and they go down. So a person borrows, a retailer borrows from somebody else 10 bushels he has an order to fill. That's very lucrative. He borrows from him 10 bushels of tefuah to be payable when the crop grows, which is in a half a year from now. He's going to pay back 10 tefuahs of wheat, and the value of it is more. Midairaisa, that's not ribis. Ribis dairaisa, this is an important halacha, that ribis dairaisa is only when it's fixed in the original agreement that $100 will fetch $110 in return. Where the agreement is on a bushel of tefuah, true, later on, he might end up paying him back $110 or $120 for an original $100 value of wheat. That's ribis derabbanan. It's called ribis so b'so. The criteria of which, ba'ifin ha'mutim, ba'ifin ha'osa, will have to be described in Yitzhak Hashem when we learn the Mishnah. As a rule, the terminology we'll use is that of Chazal. Ribis derais is called ribis k'tzutzo, milosin k'tzitzo, it's set. There's a amount that was lent and an amount that will have to be paid back, and it's clear that it's ribis from the get-go. Avak ribis is the loshen. Avak miloshen, it's shaykh, it's like the dust of ribis. It's shaykh to ribis, it only has din derabbanan. There are various nafkiminis between ribis derais and ribis derabbanan. There is a sheet in the Gemara, by the way, that there's malchus on ribis, so that certainly will be a nafkimina. We don't paskin that way. We paskin that the difference between ribis derais and ribis derabbanan is not legabe malchus. We paskin there's no malchus because ribis has a din of teshlumen. We'll see in Yitzhak Hashem that one lends ribis midderaisa, he has to pay back. The malva has to pay back the loiva. So it's a lav that has teshlumen, it doesn't have malchus. That din of teshlumen is only by ribis derisa, not by ribis derabon. That's another nafkamina that we'll see. Ribis derisa, besides for being having to be set in the etzem loan agreement, that there will for sure be ribis, it also has to be ribis derech halvo, not ribis mekach umemkar, which is something in Yitzhak Hashem we'll see later on. Ribis so beso, which is only the abonim we just discussed. Another important term to mention is what's called an iska. An iska is an agreement where two people are not lending. They don't have a malva-loiva relationship. They have a relationship of an investing partner and a managing partner. And this is the basis of what we call today a heter iska. We're turning a halva into an iska and an investment. Reuven is not lending $1,000 to Shimon. He's investing with Shimon. Now, investing means that there are profits and possible losses. Mashenki by halva, a halva with ribis is always going to be profit and no loss because he has to pay back the money under any circumstance. So we'll have to learn the oifanim where an iska will be mutter and where an iska will be awesome. And now we're ready to start the perek. Ezu neshech veezu hutarbis. We described before that the pasuk refers to neshech, mitzad, the lessening of the money in the loiva, veizu tarbis. Marbis is the term that the Torah uses, l'gabi oichel, of the fact that the malva's pocket grows richer when he lends beribis. What does it mean, ezu neshech veizu tarbis? So the Gemara explains that there's really no chilek between neshech and tarbis and what we just explained. Here the Mishnah is referring to neshech, the Mishnah is using in a more severe sense, ribis derisa. And tarbis, the Mishnah is using as just he has a profit from halva, but not the ratzura of ribis, it's avak ribis, only ribis derabon. That's what the Mishnah means. When is it ribis derisa? When is it ribis derabonan? With the result in nafkiminis. Ezu neshech, the Mishnah says, hamalva sell b'chamisha dinorin. The seller is 4 dinorin, and he lends it to get back 25% more, flat ribis. So saim chitin b'sholosh, he lends 2 chitin to get back 3. He's taking a bite out of the loiva because he's taking back from him more than what he got. Ve'ezu tarbis, when is it taken nisurabba by the malva? Bo'ifin, where it's not ribis derais, where it's only ribis derabonon, hamarba b'peirois. Here the Mishnah is going to describe ribis derech mekach umemkar. The reason why ribis derech mekach umemkar is not also, midderaisa at least, is because when the Torah says, "Es kaspecha loisitin loibeneshech, uvemarbis loisitin ochlecho," the Torah compares the ribis of commodities, chafetzim, to the ribis of kesef. Kesef, nobody buys and sells kesef. We learned from the last perek, hazov kones hakesef, and the basic idea was that which is defined as a commodity is being bought by the money, not vice versa. Nobody walks into a grocery and would define that the storekeeper is buying a $10 bill for a box of Cheerios. That's not what's happening. The box of Cheerios is being bought for the money. So the same way the Torah, when it talks about cash, is talking about something that's not derech mekhu memkar. It's derech halvo. Giving somebody money is derech halvo. So too also any other chayfetz is also only b'derech halvo. That's also awesome in deraisa. Derech mekhu memkar will not have an issa deraisa, even though it's clearly a relationship where the malva is going to get back more than what he lent. Case. Keitzad. Lo kachemenu chitin b'dinozov akur. Placed an order of 25 bushels of chitin, and the price was a kur, which is a certain amount. A kur is a large amount. It's 30 saw of chitin. So we're talking about not a retail amount. We're talking about a wholesale. And the price of that is a dinar zov. Dinar zov is a mechubadik sum of money. It's 25 dinar zov. Dinar kesef. V'chein ashar, the Mishnah adds, that was taka, the right market price. Now that itself shouldn't have a problem. Step two was that the chitin went up in value, and before the chitin exchanged hands from the moichet to the lekeach, the chitin, omdu chitin b'shloishim dinarim, they went up in value. Remember that there was a dinar zov, which is 25 dinar kesef, and now went up to shloishim dinarim. So it went up by 20%, decent increase. Om aloid lekech says, ten li chitai, the chitin that I ordered, that I paid for, give them to me. Shani roitza lemochem velikach behem, yoyin. If the moichu would handle lekech, the 25, the whatever amount, which used to be for 25 and now the price went up, he paid him 25, okay, it was in the siyaker. So the addition, the tesefis, the raise in price, that is to the benefit of the lekech. That's fine. The problem is, what happens if the moichu doesn't give the lekech the chitin? The reason why he didn't give the chitin in the first place is because he was short on chitin. So now the lekech says, I need my chitin because I have a customer waiting for me that's going to pay me money, and what I really need is to buy wine. So if he would give him the chitin, would be fine. But what happens if he anticipates? He doesn't have the chitin. So what he does is, he tells him, okay, you know what? You don't really want chitin. You know, it's not pshat that you're baking for a malava malka. What you really want is the money from the customer that you would have that would give you more money for the chitin. And what you really want is wine. So guess what? I'll give you. We'll define the chitin as being worth 30, which is what it's worth now. If I would have given it to you, it would have been worth 30. And tmuras, that amount of chitin, which is now worth shloshim dinar, and I'll give you that amount of value of wine. Except he doesn't have wine. V'yayin ein lo. He was having a hard time passing over the chitin. He also doesn't have wine. So what did he do now? He turned it into a choiv of yayin that he's going to give him. He's going to give him 30 dinar worth of yayin. Why? Because again, the fact that it went up in value is not a problem. He's allowed to give him, even though he originally paid him 25, he's allowed to get the value of chitin the way it's worth now after it went up in price. He's allowed to get 30. If you give him the wine, it would be fine because he's getting another chitin. Instead of the chitin, he's getting yayin, fine. But if he gets money, so now it turns out that he gave him, the lekech handed the moicha originally 25. The moicha had the benefit of having the money. It's similar to halvo, in that he's took 25 and he's giving him back 30. That's a problem. You're right, it's derech mekach u'memka, so it's only awesome in the Rabbana. But lemais, it's awesome. Now, the real truth of the matter is that in this context, Chazal created a whole concept of when a moich and a lekech have this type of upnach for a price on something to be delivered later on, it's a problem. Chazal asked it, why? Because if the amount wasn't locked in now, if the rate wasn't locked in now, it's always possible that it'll go up and he's going to end up tmuras the hakdomas mois, the lekech, giving the moicha the money. The moicha is going to deliver better on the goods. It's a little bit similar to Rivas in the fact that he's advancing money what we call Kedimas Mois, in order to get later on Chafetzim. Oh, he's getting more back because he advanced the money. It's Doma L'Ribis, and it should be also. The reason why it would be Mutter in this case, if he gave him the Chit, not the Yayin, we'll see Min Tzashem later on in Mishnah Zayin, that this type of Ribis has Heterim. The Heterim is something called Yeshloi. Yeshloi means that he has at that point, the Moichah does have the wheat in stock. That's not the case in our Mishnah. If he would have the chitin in stock, the fact that he has it and he could give it defines it as not something connected to future consideration. It defines something that he's, I'm paying you for something you have on the shelf now. Even if benetayim the value went up, that's fine. It could be kaveh based on something that he has. The other heter would be what's called yotzo asha. Yotzo asha means that this is a defined price now. It's only also that type of case when the price is fluctuating. But where the price is steady at 25, yes. A week later, it went up to 30, and that's how this whole conversation started, but that's not Ribbis Deraisa. It's also not Ribbis Derabonon, because when they made up for 25, that was the price. That was the established market value. Now, it's not Poshut. Like we said, Ribbis Derachmek Chumemka, we learned up in the Pasuk. That's only Midirabonon. There's two ways of explaining it. It seems to have Makaris and Rishonim, and Taisus, other Rishonim. Whether the pshat is, and the case that we just described, when a lekech and a moichah made up here, I'm giving you 25 dinri kesef, keneged chitin that you're going to deliver, and it could be it'll go up. The operative word over there is could be. It's not for sure. So it's not ribis ktsutza. Ribis ktsutza, by definition, is something that was made up that it has to be. He's giving him 2, and he has to give him back 3. He's giving him 5, he has to give back 6. That's ribis ktsutza over here. It might go up in value. Maybe even it might very well go up in value, but why is it not a badai? So it's not Ribbis Ksut. So that's one way of explaining. Others understand that even if it's ba'ifin, we're for sure there's going to be a neshek and a tarbis, there's for sure going to be more money coming into the malvis pocket. But since it's derech mechumemka, it's part of a sale as opposed to part of a loan, it right it doesn't have a tzura of Ribbis. It's Ksutza, but it's not Ribbis. That's the machloikis. Mishnah Beis. Hamalvus chaveroi. Ruven lends money to Shimon. Lo yodu bechatzere chinam. Very often, in a malva-leva relationship, the leva is very grateful for the money that the malva advanced him. So it wasn't made up that he's going to pay him extra. He's not going to pay him ribbis. But the leva will give the malva certain considerations. In this case, he was giving him the right to live in a property that he has. He has a bungalow. You can go there for Shabbos. He has a timeshare. You can use that for a week. Lo yodu b'chatzer chinam, because this is ribis derabbanon. It's not ribis deraisa because it's not paid or made as part of the loan. But l'maisa, any considerations that are purely financial, that are a result of the malva-leva relationship, l'maisa are awesome. He's not allowed to rent him a property. People want to pass over money. So yeah, he's not going to pay him more money. Can I get $1 million choiv? We're talking about big money. We're talking about he advanced him $1 million for a business deal. And because of that, the loiver, the one who borrowed money, was able to invest it and quickly turn a profit on something else. It's worth a lot to him. So what does he do? He gives very cheap leasing rights to the malva on a property, on a huge complex that he has, and he needs that now for building a factory, etc. Good? That's also a ribis, which might not be deraisa, but lamaisa it's also. The malva is getting back more than what he lent. That's ribis midirabonon. Another oifen of ribis midirabonon, marbin ala schar, ve'ein marbin ala mecher. What happens if a mechira took place? Reuven sold something to Shimon. Shimon took possession of it, let's say a car. And Shimon has to pay Reuven, obviously, for the car that he bought. And Reuven gives him an extended amount of time to pay. And for that, he pays more than what the sale price was. So he's clearly paying money for Schar Hamtonas Mois, which is the textbook definition of Ribis. Hamtonas Mois means Reuven has $100,000 capital. He gives it to Shimon as a loan. Shimon has to pay him back $110,000, 10% per annum. What he's doing is he's giving him money for Hamtonas Hamois. Reuven allowed his money to be mamtin, to have, to sit by Shimon. So lechar over here also. What's the difference if it's for a loan or for a mecher? if it's money that's sitting around and it's not being repaid, there's Amtonas Mois of Schar, then he's allowed to ask for more money. But not by Mecher. If the sale money wasn't paid right away, he can't ask for more money. Is that in every case? Why? And is that in every case? Ketzad, the Mishnah says. Let's qualify that. His kalo is chatzev amaloi. Reuven rented Shimon his chatzev amaloi. You may actually have to know it's in the area of Luchabes Islam Lashana. If you prepay, the price is Eseslam for a year. Vimshal chodesh b'chodesh, if you want a month-to-month rent, b'sal la chodesh. And this is very common in every industry. That if a person buys a subscription or something else, where if you get yearly a service, right? If you, a gardener, you take him for a year, it's a lot cheaper than if you take him for a one-timer. So he gives him a different price, chodesh to chodesh, then he gave him for a year. It's 10 to 12. It's 20% less. The halacha is it's mutter. For a service rendered or for a rental, that's okay. Mochaloy sadeu v'omaloy. He sold in the field and he says, imi akshavat tenes in l'ari o'shulko bel of zuz. If you pay me now the money, so then the price is 1,000. Vim l'goyrin, if it's only going to be paid next year after the crop season, b'shnei masa money, then it'll cost you 12,000. Or 1,200, that's awesome. What's the beer hadvar? So the Rav explains it very clearly. We have a klal b'loshen chazal that schirus enim ishtalam esel l'besoif, which means that if somebody signs a one-year contract on a rental, betzim, he doesn't owe all the money right away. Taka owes the money as he uses it. He really owes the money only at the end of the rental. He doesn't owe the money beforehand. When you buy something, you don't owe the money that you buy, that you're going to pay the storekeeper for a watermelon when you finish the watermelon. You owe the money before you take the watermelon home. You give the money, you kind of the watermelon, go home and eat it, because isn't that it? But by schirus, the schirus is not something that you buy and finish. The schirus is a right to use. It's a shibud between the masker and the zeicher. Therefore, the gedah advarim is as you use it, that creates the chiv to pay. That being said, it's not true that it's amtanas mois if he pays month to month. What it really boils down to is that he's paying month to month as he uses it. That's the right price. Aye, so then say the opposite. That if he prepays, obviously what's happening is that the soicher, the tenant, is prepaying. He's lending money to the masker before it's mechuyev. So that's also not true. Because since right away the masker signs with the soicher, a kinyan, that he's meshabed, that he has to let him use the apartment for 12 months, there is a binding agreement and a shibud between the masker and the soicher. Schirus has a dual identity. It's somewhat of a kinyan, a right to use something, a schutz shtamshus, but where it starts is a kinyan of shibud between the two parties. They sign on January 1st, 2024, that the soicher has a right to use it. Also, it works the other way too. The soicher is not allowed to walk in the middle. So the shibud is chal on both parties when they sign. The actual payment for services rendered is as you go along. So since it's something in the middle, it's not ribis either way, and therefore marben al askar. Marben al mecha doesn't work that way. Like we said, he walks into a store. He wants to buy a watermelon. The watermelon is $10. He says to them, okay, the price is $10. But if you don't want to pay me, you want to buy on credit, price is 12. What's really happening is that the price is 10, and he's lending him the 10. It's like a mechira. It's a mechira, of course, but it's like a halva in the sense that he's making up that the price for Amtanas Mois is now 12. So that would be awesome. Now here, again, we could ask ourselves the same chakira that we brought up in Mishnah Aleph. What's pshat that ribis derech mekach u'memkar is only midirabon? Because it's derech mekach u'memkar, so then this ribis would also only be midirabon. If you say that ribis derech mekach u'memkar theoretically could be midirabon, it's only that it's never ketsutza, it's never for sure, because it's always, well, if the price goes up over here, it's not that way. You're taking a watermelon, the price is 10, if you want to not pay the bill till the end of the month, the price is 12. That's ribis ketsutza. So what you have to say is, Lamai says, since it wasn't established that the extra money was for the Hamtonas Mois, that itself would be enough of a reason to make it Ois Ribis Deraisa. It's only Ribis Derabon. Since it's couched, it's defined, it's said, it's made up with the sense of that being the sale price, no. It's only Derech Mekho Memkar, it's not Ribis Ktsutza. Not Doime Lehavo. So it would only be a Ribbis Derabanan.